Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Run the Race. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Going before us and setting our crooked path straight. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, run the race. Now, I kind of think it's funny how even science, when you break down the human body, the cells, the protons, the neutrons, the neurons, like all these things within the human body, even that is evidence that there must be a God, that there's something to the way the Bible is written. There's something to the scripture being alive and active, considering how it says that we are lights. We are the light of the world. Knowing that our bodies have the electricity to actually power a light bulb. That was pretty interesting. I did a little study on that, how even our resting heart rates, our resting body can power, I believe it's a 100-watt light bulb. And if we were to run, we have the ability to power up to about 2,000 watts of light. Very interesting that we are considered the light of the world. Very interesting that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul is saying, "Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it." Remember that I said that as you run, you physically run, you can produce enough electricity and wattage to power a 2,000-watt light bulb. You can put off enough energy to light up. So in a spiritual sense, as us being lights of the world, we are to run the race that God has set out before us, to be the light in a dark world, to shed the light, to let our light shine. We are to run in a way that we may obtain it. I like how it also says in 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul once again, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race." See, he knew that while he was here, and he understood who Jesus was, he knew the true God, that he was here to run the race. He says, "I have finished it. I have kept the faith." Those were some of his last words written to the church. It was about running the race, finishing the race that God has set out before him. 1 Corinthians 9:26. "So I do not run aimlessly." It's all about running the race. Galatians 5:7. "You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" You were running well. You were emitting light. What happened? We are here to shed light. As we run the race, we emit more light. When you're telling people about the Lord, when you're fellowshipping, when you're witnessing, you're admitting light. You're running the race that God has set out before you. We are lights of the world. We are to shed light, to let our light shine. We are to run the race. Psalm 119:32. "I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart." I will run. Will you run today? Think about that. The G.O.D. God bless. Thank you.